What is this Lucy's Jewish appearance in New York?
I don't know.
Well, we saw a big story in the paper about it, and I told her mother to call her. She said that you had called her direct and asked her to go.
Why?
And read a speech from me.
Well, I haven't.
You haven't heard of it?
No, I haven't asked her to go anywhere or do anything for you. I wouldn't dare do that.
You never heard of it?
No, I was. Now, wait a minute. I'm trying to see. The only thing I remember, and I don't know the organization or anything, was simply somebody brought me a statement that Lucy was supposed to read to you. I believe it was a Jewish organization, and I said send it up to Mike Selvin and let him look at it.
But who brought it to you?
I mean, I'm trying to think that too. I think my secretary, which just said this needs to be approved for Lucy's going to read it for the president. I looked up and saw some Jewish organization. I read it, knocked out a couple of sentences, and then said, well, be sure that Mike Selvin sees this.
You don't want to take it from there? Are you home?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Take it and call Lucy and see who got her into it. She got no business going, number one. Number two, I don't want her ever reading anything to the president.
Right.
This is a Jewish declaration, and she says she told her mother that you got her into it, that you asked her to go.
Well, that's not
right. Wait a minute, let Bird tell you.
He said he never heard
of it. Bill? This thing that Lucy is going to do, you haven't discussed it with her?
No, not at all, Ms. Johnson. Not at all.
Well, now, how can she be that mixed up? I wonder.
Unless she could have called me and asked me about it, and I don't recall about something, but I don't recall it. I know I didn't ask to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I am, Jewish organizations, I would remember. When is she supposed to do it?
Monday night.
No, I never heard of it.
Is
she at home?
Yes, she is at home.
Well, I'll call her in the morning.
Uh-huh. She's going to be hard to get in the morning because she's going out to Arlington Cemetery at 8 o'clock. And then she might get on off and have a date and so forth. Would you mind calling her right now?
Oh, is she up?
Yes, she is. Right. And she's going to leave in just a few minutes because... at least we ought to know the contents of the speech, who wrote it, and what it says, and so forth.
Right.
And since she's this far along on it, I hope it's just a nice, innocuous little thing, and it'll be all right for her to do it. But I do think that that anyhow, we ought to know what the speech says, and the president ought to know what the speech says, and ought to feel all right about it.
The only thing that I recall is somebody sent when it came across my desk, something that was accomplished. And I looked at it and thought it was a Jewish organization and said that Mike Selvin better read this. But never had any conversation about her doing it or nothing. I haven't talked to anybody about it.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a cold, Bill?
Yes, I do.
I'm so sorry.
Right. I'll call her.
All right. Okay. That's fine. And how's your son?
Better, thank you.
Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Well, I'll call back later and find out how it all clears up.
Okay.
Thank you.